TikTok is one of the world's fastest growing social media platforms with, get this, about 1 billion users every month. It offers an endless stream of videos targeted to an individual's interests. And it all seems pretty harmless. Choreographed dance challenges, for instance, DIY visit videos. But analysts say the platform's algorithm is exposing users to dangerous content and misinformation while also potentially gathering facial recognition data.
So if you just look at TikTok in isolation, say, well, it's just this one app and it's just kids doing dancing videos, it seems innocuous. But it really takes place in this much larger context of data collection, artificial intelligence, and a real effort by the Chinese to consolidate influence in the region and across the globe.
That's Jamil Jaffa, Executive Director at the National Security Institute at George Mason Uni, speaking to Four Corners for tonight's episode, which is titled TikTok. Avani Dias is the reporter. Avani, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
Avani, TikTok, extremely popular everywhere, including in Australia. Before we get into some of the concerns, what is the appeal of TikTok?
Well, friend, TikTok has become such a big platform, especially in lockdown, because it's provided just an endless stream of entertainment. And its success is driven by the fact that it picks very personalized content for each user. And it does that through an algorithm. So as soon as you sign up to TikTok, the app collects data about you, who you are, what you want to see. And the more that you watch videos on the platform, the more that it learns that that's the kind of content you would like to watch on the platform. And that may be fine if it's comedy, dances, cat videos, whatever. But what we've found is that it's actually exposing a lot of young Australians to dangerous content. You know, we heard from Triple J listeners that a lot of them are being exposed to extreme weight loss videos. And what we've found is it just takes a few hours for TikTok's algorithm to decide that you're someone who might want to see some of that harmful content. And then your feed gets completely swamped with it. And you can imagine if that's all you're seeing, then it can really affect the way that you think. Tonight on Four Corners, in our investigation with Hack on Triple J, you'll meet some of these young people. One young woman, Lauren, ended up developing an eating disorder because she learned about the concept of calorie counting and these really full-on weight loss techniques on TikTok.
Yeah, the Lauren story, as far as I know of it anyway, I'm looking forward to watching tonight, but is horrific, really. And she ends up, there's one hashtag on TikTok, What I Eat in a Day, has more than 7 billion views on TikTok.
That's
what
right.
What I Eat in a Day. What is it? And what could possibly attract 7 billion views?
So, Fran, these videos on this hashtag effectively show people how many calories they would eat in a day. So these videos will say, I ate X amount of calories with this meal. They show recipes and so on. And they're often sort of cut between mirror shots of people looking really skinny. And sometimes those videos say, you know, don't eat anything at all. Or they teach you how to actually hide, you know, your lack of eating throughout the day. And as you say, this is such a hugely popular trend. And a lot of young people are getting TikTok, like Lauren. Their feeds start off with the dances and all the fun. And then she sort of followed one fitness influencer. And then progressively the algorithm learned that was the kind of person she was, according to that algorithm. And she learned about that trend of meticulously counting every single calorie. She said that there was a point in her life where she didn't eat anything that she hadn't weighed. And she's still living with that eating disorder, even though she's had to quit TikTok.
It's obviously a very influential platform, and there's, as you go into tonight, trips around it within that, including on the issue of national security implications. But it's obviously very powerful too because of its reach. And we heard this morning that, you know, New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant has gone on TikTok to get a message to young Australians about getting vaccinated. So it speaks to the power of the platform, doesn't it?
That's right. And, you know, as you say, it's nearly a billion people around the world, but a few million in Australia, 2.7 million at this stage, are on TikTok. And the interesting part about that is about a third are under 14. So when you think about this dangerous content being served to your kids when they're sitting alone in their bedrooms, you think they might be watching the fun videos and so on. That's when it gets really, really concerning about how this is affecting the mindset of an entire generation. Now, TikTok says that it deals with harmful content by banning certain hashtags that are problematic, but But users say that's not effective. You know, people don't find videos on TikTok by searching for things. It's powered by this feed of videos. You don't control what you see. You don't know what the next video will be. So TikTok also says that they provide helplines and so on. But young people on this app and researchers are saying the algorithm needs to change. That's what needs to change here to stop people from being disturbed and damaged by the content on there.
And Evan, in tonight's episode, you do speak with some Australian creators who are making a decent amount of money on this platform. One of them is a teenager called Rory Eliza. Let's have a listen to Rory.
The money involved, it's enough to live off. So it's a pretty fair amount. I'm about in the medium to high range of incomes in Australia. So, yeah, pretty decent.
It's not bad. So how does the business model work? I mean, ByteDance, the parent company, has a value of more than $250 billion.
Yeah, it's enormously successful, this Chinese startup, which owns TikTok. And people like Rory, so she's one of the most followed TikTokers in Australia. She has 5 million people watching her content. And sponsors reach out to her to, I guess, advertise their products on her feed. And you know, she's getting so many eyeballs for that. And the way that the company makes money is by also putting ads in people's feed. And the algorithm is just so addictive. It's the most addictive social media platform in the world. And the more you spend on TikTok, the more ads you see. And that's sort of central to how TikTok is making that money. And so, you know, you can see how people like Rory Eliza and so on are making this money. But what you'll see tonight is that there's only a real certain type of person that's getting that success on TikTok. And there's concerns that the company is discriminating against minority groups, censoring political content as well. And again, that shows that, you know, maybe Rory Eliza's of the world can make money, but it really puts into question whether it's creating that sort of equal society and essentially an equal ecosystem on the platform.
Avani, I look forward to your report tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Avani Dias, TikTok is the name of the Four Corners tonight. Goes to air at 8:30, of course, on ABC TV or anytime on iView.